D.H. Lawrence advised us to never trust the teller, trust the tale. But what if the teller is just as compelling as the tale? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews three new fascinating memoirs that are even more powerful in audio. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Andy Corin is not your typical audiobook narrator, which becomes clear the moment you turn on his memoir of his mother, Dirtbag Queen, a.k.a. the ravenous and ravishing redheaded Renee. Corin's southern-fried nasal twang and his tongue-in-cheek high-drama declamatory style are as distinctive as the tale he tells and the turbo-vivid language he tells it in. Quote, "Every friend I made in 22 long North Carolina years called me Jew Boy. Several state bowling teams and drama teams knew me as Jew Boy," he informs us early on. Set in the relentless Fayetteville heat, with a head-spinning interlude in Japan and sojourns to Miami and the Outer Banks, many of Corin's stories revolve around his mother's fruitless attempts to forestall eviction with jobs at the local bowling alley, the Sunoco station, a newspaper route, and a mobile pot dealership. Others highlight their unique mother-son relationship. They spent hours together on her waterbed where he rubbed her feet and she called him Ann. By the time he gets to his coming of age as the one male member of a teenage girl gang and the reappearance in the family of an oldest sibling who had grown up in an institution in Florida, you'll be hooked. For another completely unique voice and a memoir of a very different mom, cue up Whoopi Goldberg's Bits and Pieces, My Mother, My Brother, and Me. Whoopi's rich, throaty, matter-of-fact, and straight-out-of-Manhattan delivery, along with the associative style and candor of her storytelling, make this audiobook an unusually intimate experience. In fact, there are so many ad-libs and additions in the audio version that an updated paperback is planned for 2026. Whoopi's mother, Emma Johnson, had her share of difficulties, including a nervous breakdown that caused her to essentially disappear for 2 years when Whoopi, then called Karen, was 8. Johnson emerged from this period to become a critical role model and saving grace for her daughter, instilling in her a profound sense of agency and self-confidence, and coming through to help raise not only Whoopi's own daughter, Alex, but her granddaughter, born when Alex was just 15. Only Whoopi could achieve the blend of rue, incredulity, and something like pride she hits when she explains that the young Alex told her she got pregnant to have someone in her life who didn't know who Whoopi Goldberg was. The British-Pakistani actor Art Malik pinch hits for Hanif Qureshi on the audio of his memoir Shattered, thus becoming another link in the chain of people that made it possible for Qureshi to keep and share this extraordinary diary of his life following a fall in December 2022 that left him completely paralyzed. His partner Isabella and his son Carlo took daily dictation from early on, while armadas of doctors, nurses, carers, and other friends and family provided essential support as well. Like his friend Salman Rushdie, who documented his very different near-death experience in Knife, Qureshi details the grim realities of his physical situation, here compounded by an even darker prognosis and daily, even hourly, humiliations. Yet these diaristic entries also include wonderful meditations on writing, reading, sex, the arc of Qureshi's career, the effect of racism on his identity, and the possible upsides, if any, of the catastrophe.
The books are Shattered by Hanif Qureshi, Dirtbag Queen by Andy Corin, and Bits and Pieces by Whoopi Goldberg. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.